We know what it's doing, we know where it's spreading. But where did COVID-19 come from? That's the first thing we're looking for today on CNN 10, and we're happy to have you along for the hunt. I'm Carl Azus. The first known cases of the new coronavirus appeared last December in Wuhan, China. It's a city in the east central part of the country. At first, scientists widely believed the outbreak started at a seafood and animal market in Wuhan, that someone came into contact with COVID-19 there and then began spreading it to others. But now, researchers are divided on that explanation because some of the first people with the disease reportedly hadn't been to the market. Since December, China says it's had more than 82,000 cases of coronavirus, that more than 3,300 people have died from it, and that more than 77,000 have recovered. But some international observers and health officials have suggested the numbers might be higher than that. They've accused the Chinese government of not telling the whole truth when it comes to the number of cases and deaths from coronavirus. Chinese government officials say they've given open, transparent, and timely updates, and they've accused nations like the United States of trying to politicize the virus. Because there's so much mystery about it, there are a number of conspiracy theories surrounding COVID-19, beliefs that an accident or even intentional action by humans led to the virus's spread. But some of the scientists who track down the origins of diseases say that's not what happened.